I wanted to ask you, we asked Ron about this too. You guys have been to the playoffs, you've had a solid team, but what can wins like Seattle and again Monday night do to kind of develop not just a playoff but a championship medal in your locker room?
Yeah, one more time so I can hear
you. You know what, you've been to playoff games, you know, in the past, Cam, but what can wins like Seattle and on Monday night do to kind of build not just a playoff but a championship mentality in that locker room?
Well, for us, you know, it's big that we get the team camaraderie and, you know, we keep that type of high intensity and high focus going into each and every week. We got, you know, some good veterans that we believe that we can win with.
And when we do things like that, that puts us in a driver's seat with letting it carry over in the game time.
Cam, every time I see you play, and I can't believe it's already been 4 or 5 years already, but each time I see you become more of a patient quarterback, that if things don't go well in the first half, you still figure out a way. Do you continue to settle down with each year that you play in the NFL?
Say it one more time.
Do you become more patient with every year you're in the NFL?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to grow. You know, it's kind of similar to the game. You know, you never know how the game's going to play out. You just got to keep playing. And, you know, when you do that, you give not only yourself a chance, but the team a chance. Through the highs and lows, you know, you feel like, you know, you got to stay the same and keep the focus throughout the game.
Cam, how are you guys undefeated? I mean, you don't have Michael Johnson. You didn't have Kiko for a while.
You broke up, sir.
Yes, you did. I guess, how are you guys undefeated? I mean, you know, you don't have Michael Johnson yet. You missed Keekly for a while. You don't have your number one receiver. What are you guys doing to keep winning?
You're winning games.
How are you doing so?
Find a way to win.
Is that the mark of a good team that can just do that, you think?
I think the team is pretty good if we're undefeated.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I'm just asking, how are you able to do what you've done? I mean, you've obviously overcome a lot to get where you are.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, it's like a broad question that you're asking me.
All right.
Hey, Cam, you mentioned growing. Just how much do you think you've grown, and what's the journey been like for you to get to this point where you're playing now versus maybe the times that we've seen you play in the past when you've played the Packers?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I don't want to make it, you know, about myself. But as far as the team, you know, playing great team ball, you know, defensively, you know, they're playing better than anybody in the league. And we're just trying to counter that, you know, with trying to score in the red zone, protect the football as much as we can, and, you know, just try to create habits, you know, when we have the ball in our hands.
What do you see from Julius Peppers on film? He's having a heck of a season even at the age that he's at. What does he look like on film?
Well, he's always been a dominant player. We always got to keep a count of him wherever he is, as well as the other dynamic players they have on the season.
I know that you didn't overlap with him in his time there, but you played with guys that played with him. When you got there, was his presence still something that people talked about, or is it just a matter of when you're gone in this league?
I don't know, sir.
Cam, you all right? Did we say something that you didn't like?
No, I'm good, man. Y'all asking me some broad questions. You're trying to set me up with a Julius Peppers question that's really irrelevant. And
okay.
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this, because watching you play, you sure look like you're having a lot of fun. And
right.
Obviously winning is fun, but how important is it to be have that kind of personality? I know that's natural for you, but how important is that, and how does that infect your team when you're that way?
You know, I always hear people say, you know, smile, you know, when I'm playing. And I don't think you can force smiling. You know, it just has to happen, you know, naturally. I think for myself, so much of this game is kind of like kid-like, being that I have an opportunity to live out my dream and still live my dream, you know, to the highest fullest. And I know if people have my opportunity, you know, they'll do the same thing. And, you know, when it comes to smiling and laughing and having a great time, you know, that's when I'm at peace. But, you know, first you got to do things to make people smile as well as myself, and you know, that's what we've been doing.
So what are some of the elements of why you've got such a nice, long, consecutive win streak at home?
What was the question?
What are some of the elements that lead to this nice, long winning streak at home?
I'm not sure if it's just at home. You know, we've been winning a lot of different places, and that's probably pretty much the best thing about this winning streak. We've had so many different games, and no game is the same. You know, we won in hostile environments. We won at home. We won in, you know, not so good conditions. We won in, you know, elements where, you know, the odds are stacked against us. And, you know, that's just creating a good identity and good DNA for your team in the long run. You know, we feel like we're built, you know, to go deep in the playoffs and have the ability to go in the playoffs and be a contender. And with that effort, you know, it's going to take a lot of focus, not only for myself, but everybody on the team to do their job. You know, Coach said it, you know, earlier today that, you know, no matter what's your role, big or small, you know, perfecting it on each and every down, you know, may have the biggest impact of the game. Because in the NFL, we all know, you know, whether it's the first play of the game or the last play of the game, you know, it's going to be a determining factor and you leave your signature on it.
How good a player is Greg Olsen, and how strong is the chemistry that you two have built over these few years?
I've been Greg going on, 5 years now, and he's been the person that's, you know, producing as consistent as anybody. And, you know, we just got to, you know, find ways not only get Greg the ball, but Stu and Ted and Philly the ball and, you know, everybody else, you know, let them perfect their rules and, you know, give them something that they're good at.
What is the process like of preparing for a defense that's given up over 500 yards the last 2 weeks? Is there excitement that you get a chance at that kind of a defense?
We're just going to keep everything the same, you know, with the preparation. You know, we don't necessarily believe in the statistics, especially, you know, with the team that it may be a facade, you know, for so many reasons. You know, yeah, they may have been giving up a lot of points, but that still doesn't discredit the fact that they have great, you know, individual players on the team and that's capable of taking over a game. So we got coaches and myself are going to have a plan this week going in, and we just got to hope that we have a great week of practice and it carry over to game time.
Hey, Cam, you obviously have your own God-given physical talent and ability and your own style of game, but Rodgers sometimes talks about what he's picked up from watching other quarterbacks. Do you do that at all? And if you do, have you taken anything from seeing him play?
Obviously. You know, he's a quarterback that does, you know, pretty much everything and is an elite quarterback in this league. And, you know, I'll be a fool not to just kind of mimic some of the things that he does. And his accuracy, you know, on the deep balls as well as, you know, controlling the game. You know, so much of his game is sleek and smooth. And, you know, especially in the rigors of, you know, knowing that, you know, with the situation at hand, you know, whether you have to score, whether you have to, you know, choose some clock, you know, it's kind of that comfort zone that he has with his team and the team has in him that he's the leader on their team. And, you know, he's going to get the job done.